Today's Amar for Chazara is Yavamos and Aleph from Abiz. We're holding on an Aleph from an Aleph, four lines from the bottom, Amar Mar. So says the Gemara Amar Mar, we mentioned in the Braisa that Nasan get lezu, get lezu. If Sarah falls, Sarah and Rachel fall to Yibim to Shimon, and Shimon gives a get to each one, Rabbi Gamil says that the in get acher get, so Mamela chaylitz l'rishayna, he should do chalitza to Sarah, to the first one who gave the get to, va'aser b'krei v'seh, he'll be aser to her relatives, who he's aser to anyways, because he gave her a get, u'mutter b'krei v'shniya, but in that way he'll remain mutter to Rachel's relatives, since the get that he gave her was not considered significant. So says the Gemara, wait a second, he could get away with just doing chalitza to Sarah? Lein b'tavit yofted the Shmuel, that seems to be not like Shmuel, damar Shmuel, chalas levailas haget, loy niftur at Sarah, that in the case of a chalitza psula, where a person gave a get to someone, and then he does chalitza to her, so being that Yibam wasn't an option, so the Zika is already weaker, and he does chalitza, that chalitza is called a chalitza psula, it's a weaker chalitza, it doesn't have the ability to pat to the tzara. So if in such a case, the halacha should be that if Shimon does chalitza to Sarah, he should also have to do chalitza to Rachel. So Amar Lach Shmuel, Shmuel can argue on Rabbi Gamliel. So Amar Lach Shmuel will tell you that no. That ki ami ano lemad aliba demand amar yesh zika. My whole thing about chalitza psula, that's only true if you hold yesh zika. It's talin zika. However, Rabbi Gamliel sever ain zika, which is why he didn't prescribe to the whole musug of chalitza psula, and that's why he held that Shimon could just do chalitza to Sarah, and that would suffice. Now the Gemara makes an assumption when the Rabbi Gamliel suffering zika, Rabban and suffering yesh zika. The chayre for Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim are arguing. Now they happen to be arguing about get acher get, maimer acher maimer. The Gemara makes an assumption that who are then they're also going to be arguing about zika. For Rabbi Gamliel holding zika, the Rabban must hold yesh zika. Now ask the Gemara of a katani sefer, but look at the sefer of the Braisa. The Braisa says v'chein atayin v'bishnei yavamin v'yavam achas. That the same halacha applies when you have two Yavamin and one Yavama, when you have Sarah who falls to Shimon and Levi, and Shimon and Levi both give Sarah a get, so the halacha is that Shimon has to do, the both Gittin are considered, according to the Chachamim, are considered significant, they both become Aser to Sarah's relatives, and they have to have one of them do Chalitza. Wait a second, one of them does Chalitza, only one of them needs to do Chalitza? The Chayr de Chalitza is a Chalitza Psula. So and the Chachamim hold Yezika, so they prescribe to Chalitza Psula. So Lame Tavi Tifta the Rabbi Barafuna Marav. This seems to contradict what Rabbi Barafuna taught us in the name of Rav. Dama Rabbi Barafuna Marav, Chalitza Psula. In such cases where you have a Chalitza Psula, Shricha Lachzar, Kola Achin. So all the Yavaman have to do Chalitza. It doesn't suffice for one of them to do Chalitza. So Amar Lach Rav Barafuna, Bein Rabbi Gamil, Bein Rabban, and Sabri Ein Zika. He'll answer you that no, it's not true. Your assumption that you made, that if Rabbi Gamil holds Ein Zika, the Rabban must hold Yesh Zika, it's not true. Everybody holds Ein Zika. That's why neither of the yeshitas prescribed to chalitza psula. So what's the machlokes if they both hold in zika? They're simply arguing about get and maimer. They don't have any machlokes about the zika. Now Amar Mar asked the Gemara now a totally new question. Amar Mar that asa maimer bizu umaimer bizu. Let's say Sarah and Rachel fall to Shimon, and Shimon did maimer to each one. So the Braisa said, in such a case, Rabbi Gamliel maimer nice to get l'rishayna v'chaylitzah. He needs to give a get only to Sarah, not to Rachel, because that maimer was insignificant. Ein maimer achar maimer. He needs to give a get only to Sarah, and then he should do chalitza to her. Now that he just gave her a get, he's asked to her relatives. He might as well do chalitza to her, to Sarah. Va'asir b'krei v'yisrael be asked to her relatives like he is anyways, because he gave her a get. Umatir b'krei v'yisrael. But at least in this way, he will remain mutter to Rachel's relatives. Now I ask the Gemara, Michti, wait a second. Ksav Rabbi Gamliel Maimer Acher Maimer. Rabbi Gamliel Shita is that the second Maimer is insignificant. So when Shimon did Maimer with Rachel, it was meaningless. He did Maimer with Sarah, that's a Maimer. And then he did nothing. Nothing else halachically happened afterwards. So if so, Rishayna Nami Tisiyabim, why can't Shimon be Miyabim Sarah? Why does the Braisa speak about Chalitza? Says the Gemara, Inachanami, Be'atzam he could, but there's a Gzeira, Dilma Asir Le'avu Milishniya. Chazam in Gzeira, we don't want Shimon being Miyabim Sarah, because if he sees it, if even after doing Maimer to Rachel, which the reason why he didn't really do Maimer to her, but he thinks he did. So now if we're going to tell him that he could still be Miyabim Sarah, he might think that he could also be Miyabim Rachel. That just like he did Maimer with Rachel and we're still allowing him to be Miyabim Sarah, so even though he did Maimer with Sarah, he's allowed to be Miyabim Rachel. It's not really true. Really, he didn't do Maimer with Rachel. That's why he's Mutzah to Sarah. But this is what he might think. So Chazal made a Gzeira that he's not allowed to be Miyabim Sarah. He has to do Chalitza. Amr Rabbi Yochanan points out that Rabbi Gamliel Ube Shame, Rabbi Shemin Ube Nazir, Rabbi Nechemya, Kulhu, Sfiraluhu, Maimer Kaina Kinin Gamar. We see from all these Tanayim, in different contexts, they don't necessarily all agree with each other, but they all hold in their own way that Maimer is Kaina Kinin Gamar, meaning that they treat Maimer with tremendous chashivas. It's not Stama Kinin Durabana. It's a mamish that's treated with tremendous chashivas. Rabbi Gamliel had the Amran, like he said, he holds a Maimer Acher Maimer. Why? The Rabbi explained on the previous Talmud, because the first Maimer was Kaina, so you see that he treats Maimer with chashivas. Beishamai did not, like we learned, that Shleisha Acha and Shnai Mehem Nesuin L'Shtei Achayis, you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. The Echad Mufna and Levi is single. Meisach mi bali achayis. Reuven dies. Va'asaba maimer. Va'asaba mufna maimer. And Levi does maimer with Rachel. Va'achar kach meis achiv hasheni. Then Shimon dies. Now Leah falls. So beshame aimrim. Ishta imai. Va'alzut heitzim ishamachis isha. That Levi is allowed to stay married to Rachel, who he did maimer with. And she's not going to be considered achizikukasa of Leah. And also, Leah goes out scot-free, because Leah is Achaz Isha of Rachel. So, even though Levi never was Miyamim Rachel yet, all he did was Maimer. But you see, Beishame treats Maimer with like a Kinyan Gomer. Reb Shimon D'Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, you have a woman who falls to two Yevamin, and they're both Ketanim, they're both 9 years old. So Amar Lu Rab Shimon L'Chachamim, Rab Shimon said to the Chachamim, that Mimanav Shach, Im Bias Risha, Im Bias, Im Bias Sheini, Ein Bia. Mimanav Shach, the second one, a Levi, who did the second 9-year-old, his Yibam shouldn't be worth anything. Because if you're gonna tell me that the BS of a 9-year-old has significance when it comes to Yibam, so then the first one already did it, and the second one did it. And then Bias Risha, and Ein Bia, and if you're gonna tell me that the first one's Bia was not because he's only 9 years old, so then Bia Sheini not Miena Bia. Mimanav Shach Levi should not be married to the Yavama. Now wait a second. Bias Benteisha the Kamay Meshavi Rabbanon. Even though Bias Benteisha Chazal equated with the strength of Maimer, the Kama Reb Shimon that Ein Bia, and Reb Shimon still seems to be saying that the second Bia is not going to have any significance. Meaning basically Ein Maimer Acher Maimer. But why? Because the first one was so strong. So you see, the Maimer is kind of Kinyan Gamer. Ben Azay Ditani, we learned in the Braisa, Ben Azay Oimer, Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer Bishnei Yevamim Vivamachas. When it comes to two Yevamim, so Chazal gave an independent kayach to do Maimer to each one, so Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer. However, Ve'ein Maimer Acher Maimer Bishnei Yevamim Vivamachas. When it comes to one Yevam and two Yevamim, so Ein Maimer Acher Maimer. Why? Because the first Maimer already accomplished a lot. It's a Kenyan Gomer. So again, you see Rabbi Nazir holds also that Maimer is kind of Kinyan Gomer. And Rabbi Nechemya, we had in our Mishnah, that now the Mishnah said that Rabbi Nechemya Oimer, Achaz Bila of Achaz Chalitza, Bein Betchila, Bein Be'amtza, Bein Besaif. Even when it comes to Bia, when it comes to Yibam. It doesn't matter if it was done first, second, third, after a Maimer, after everything, it doesn't matter. Ein Acharei Klum. Anything that's done afterwards will be insignificant because that bia was already kinda, even though it was a bia psula. If the bia was done after Gad, or if it was done after someone else's maimer, or maimer with a different yavama, the bia was a bia psula, and bia psula is like maimer. That says the Gemara, bia psula, the kemaimer shavir abanan, v'katani inacharei aklum, and still Rabbi Nechemya says that nothing else could work after that, that bia was kinda. So you see that maimer is kinda, kinin gamer. The Mishnah had said, after mentioning the machlaikas between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim about Yesh Ged Acher Ged, In Ged Acher Ged, Maimer Acher Maimer, In Maimer Acher Maimer, the Mishnah said, Ketzad, also Maimer, V'chulu, and it spoke about doing two different pu'ulais, Ged and Maimer, Maimer and Ged, all different mixtures of pu'ulais. Ask the Gemara, Hi Ged Acher Ged, who? This is a case of Ged Acher Ged? The Reish of the Mishnah spoke about Ged Acher Ged. Then it says, Ketzad, and it doesn't seem to be speaking about Ged Acher Ged. So Amar Yehuda Hachikamar. This is what the Mishnah means to say. The Ged Acher Ged, that we don't need to speak out, that we already spoke out a different time, and like we have the Braisa about it on an Aleph and Aleph, the Braisa speaks out to Ketzad. Instead, the Mishnah is coming to say that Yavam Echad Yavam Achas Ketzad Hatarasan. When they do different pu'ulais, so how is it? What's their fix now? Asa Maimer Bivim Toivin Asan Laged. The Mishnah begins. So if he did Maimer and then he gave a Ged, so now Tzrichem Enu Chalitza. The Mishnah goes through all the different combinations. That's the way you're supposed to read the Mishnah.